listening to Castrol CarCast on Podcast One.
Yeah, get it on. Got to get on a church business mandate. Get it on. Thanks for tuning in to Castrol CarCast. I'm Adam Carolla. It's the moderator, Matt DeAndrea, over there. John Davis is going to call in. He's the chief engineer for Lincoln at the Ford company. We'll talk about the all new Lincoln Aviator. There we go. Yeah, lots of talk. I really feel like Lincoln's knocking it out of the ballpark these days. And I'm not an American car guy, but I would definitely think about getting into a Lincoln. We'll talk about a lot that's been going on in electric car news. I feel, you tell me if this is a fair statement. We're right at the precipice of like going into the electric car.
Everybody's doing it. Yeah.
Now, 3 years ago, it was like, hey, we got a Chevy Volt, and it's good for 37 miles on a charge, you know, and BMW is good for 17 miles. And then they got their i3, and that's good for 61 miles. And it's like everyone's just kind of shaking their head. And then there's Tesla, and Tesla's $100,000, and here's what it promises, and maybe it delivers something else, and maybe the car was supposed to come in April's not in yet, and it's June, you know. There's a lot of that. There's been a lot of improvements. Also, so just some kind of weird stuff, like Cadillac has a plug-in hybrid or whatever, and it's like, how far does it go on the plug-in? 20 miles. And it's like,
yeah.
So lots and lots of that.
Right.
And in the next year, some amazing stuff. I mean, you know, leave it to Porsche and Audi, and when these guys start getting into the game.
And they are. We know we've already driven the I-Pace, the Jaguar SUV. Mercedes has their little SUV that's coming out. Audi next year has their e-tron, again, another little SUV that's coming out. And then the year after that, as a 2020 model, or maybe sometime in 2020, we've got the Porsche Mission E sedan, which is now called the Taycan, and Audi's version, the Audi e-tron GT, which looks good. It's a sharp-looking car, and it's the four-door sedan version, you know, like the Porsche, of an all-electric vehicle.
So the Audi and the Porsche share?
They share a platform, and, you know, and Porsche goes to Audi and says, you can share our stuff, but we have 600 horsepower and you can't. So Audi's like, we'll do 590.
Right.
and you know, a couple of other little bits here and there. But whereas the Porsche that we saw up in Monterey, and you did the walk around and a video of it, very swoopy, very, you know, very kind of organic looking and futuristic looking, where the Audi goes very kind of angular and sharp edges, and has kind of like that sharp, crisp front end of the new Audi R8.
What do you think of this statement? Mm-hmm. My kids are 12. When they were 16, they'll definitely be driving a plug-in electric car, and that plug-in electric car will be good for 500 miles range.
I think 500 is still pretty optimistic, because
4 years from now, though.
Yeah, I just don't know that the car companies are in such a rush to get to 500.
I think 300 is kind of more the...
Yeah. What they're trying to do is more faster charging and more available charging.
So you're saying the airplane equivalent to it is, everyone thinks the future was the Concorde. You could get to Paris, from New York to Paris, in under 3 hours. And it's like, that's not really... It's not where the industry's going. The industry is more fuel efficient, cheaper seats, bigger planes. That's kind of where it's at.
That's kind of where it's going.
If the whole industry was focused on the Concorde, we'd have a bunch of Concordes, but they're not.
Yeah.
That's not where the money is.
I just think there's more people saying, how do we just charge this thing faster so I can get back in my car, versus how do I stay in my car longer?
This show, by the way, brought to you by betonline.ag. You can enter podcast one. Also visit geico.com. We'll tell you about that in a second. We have, I believe, the different drummer car came in after our last conversation or before. I can't remember. Been running around so much.
Yeah, it was after. We were in here on a Wednesday. It showed up on a Thursday.
I knew it was close.
I just had the one clip, the video clip that I think we played last week of Jim driving down the street up in Washington.
Yeah.
Before, like, I have that. And I took a few pictures. Man, it looks good.
It's a great looking car.
Yeah, he did such a great job.
It's so he's such a great craftsman, and the 510 is so great. And also people wanted to hear it. People have been tweeting me like, hey, you sent out a couple of pictures. How about we hear the 510? So Kalen went over there and recorded the 510.
Oh, that I didn't know that we had, but I just had the little video. What do you got?
We took some pictures of it. Go ahead. You can.
Wow.
Good.
Sounds good.
Let's get some revs going next time. Or?
Those were revs.
Past 2,500, let's say.
No, I
tell Sean. Sean was the one revving it.
I mean, that's what I was going to say. No, I can tell you that Sean's going, hey, man, this car's not warmed up.
Yeah, that's. All right, so we'll have to redo it. But you have to warm the car up, and the car gets warmed up. I'd be curious. Let me hear that again. Yeah, go ahead. Kalen looks perplexed.
Well, he did. He warmed it up a little bit, and then he did a couple revs. And then I said, "All right, now give me a couple more. Give me a couple more revs." I thought the clip was longer than that.
Well, maybe there's something with the file, because that the revs we just heard were under 3,000.
Yeah, yeah. He was just tapping it, just a little tap.
Yeah. All right. We'll figure it. We'll figure it out.
Let's hear it again.
Let's hear it again.
Yeah.
One in there got to four.
Yeah.
But
we got to drive it down the street.
Yeah. Or we could rev it up a little more. Warm it up. Rev it up. That's fine.
We'll call him. We'll have him warm it up, and then we'll go and do it.
Yeah. Give a little heads up.
That's how I get rich, by the way. I'm taking Tile back today. I'm going back and recording. I knew. I didn't want to get into it, but I knew we weren't going to get. I want to hear that thing sing a little bit.
Did you? What about the clip we had from before with Jim driving it down the street? I mean,
yeah,
it's a little further away, but
that's where you can hear it. All right, I don't want to pay anyone to go re-record something we should have done a little better, but that's fine. That's what the car sounds like.
That's what the car sounds like. It looks fantastic.
At 3,000 RPM, that's what that car sounds like. But that car will redline at 8.
Yeah.
And I don't say bring it up to 8, but get it up past 5. Yeah. Let me hear it.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, I'm with you.
Because that's how you drive them, man. I don't think people I don't know. They probably do understand. But when you raise a car like that, you never shift at anything lower than like 7,500 RPM. And it just has the greatest sound in the world. Anyway, the car looks amazing. Max Patton, we're going to throw pictures up on the website.
Yep, carcastshow.com.
And you can see some pictures of just some real craftsmanship. Just insane plumbing and craftsmanship. I don't know why. You and I are the same way, right? We love the plumbing part.
Oh,
we love
the
hard lines.
The hard lines are so much better than the braided lines going through the cockpit. But also I took a close up picture of the hood hinges, which he had all drilled out and lightened a little bit. Just little attention to detail like that is fantastic. So
yeah,
it looks good. I can't wait to see it out on the track and hear that thing and really kind of go out there and wind out.
Yeah.
Be curious to see how you like it, driving it.
I'm sure I'm gonna love it. I frequently get into cars that aren't set up very well or have a spotty history, a restoration, and I'll be more than happy to ring this thing out. All right, let's see. John Davis is – now, you spoke to John Davis. How'd you line up John Davis?
So prior to the LA Auto Show, during the press days, I went to the unveiling of this, sort of the press unveiling of the new Lincoln Aviator.
Mm-hmm.
They had a couple of people there. They had John, they had the head of Lincoln, and some technology people, design people. And they kind of just walked us through it. There's like, this is the new SUV. It's a little bit smaller than the Lincoln Navigator that we drove to Monterey. But the technology really stood out for me. It has a V6 twin turbo gas version and then a hybrid version. But the hybrid version is great because it has the same exact V6 twin turbo engine, but with just hybrid support. So it's going to be interesting. But when you hear about some of the technology that they're building into these cars now, you know, 28 speaker sound system and all the chimes and stuff are done by the Detroit Philharmonic. So, if you don't fasten your seatbelt, it's got a nice little chime to it that they recorded.
But it's done by the Philharmonic.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
All the sounds were done by the Philharmonic.
I love it. The Jag drives me nuts. You know what drives me the most nuts is I get into the car, I hit the phone, I'm talking on the phone, and then I start backing out of the shop or the warehouse that's driving. And as I'm having this conversation, like, nee, 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 no, 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 nee, 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 no, 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 nee, nee, nee. And I can't.
Yeah.
Actually, I pulled the fucking plug on the shutdown. I pulled the fuse on the shutdown. So
the auto start stop, that one?
Yeah, auto start stop, so it doesn't do that super annoying thing.
Yeah.
It saves me 4 feet a year in gas mileage. I got that, so that's done.
Yeah.
Still, the tire pressure sensor is in bars, not in pounds, but in bars. So I have a rear left tire that's evidently low all the time. No matter how much I put air in it, it's just 2.3 bar.
Yeah,
which doesn't mean a lot to a lot of people. I'd like to see 29 pounds or 31 pounds. It switched a bar, and there's no way to get it back.
I have no idea.
There's nothing in the manual. I've handed it to Sean. I've told him, go through the sensors. It switched on its own from pounds to bar, and you can't go back to pounds. So whatever 2.2 to 2.4 bars means.
14.7 pounds per bar.
Thank you.
Yeah. We have a set of wheels and tires.
We're going to do it. But trying to calculate 2.3 times 14.7 bar per bar is a tough putt while I'm driving. Number one.
Weird thing.
Listen, I'll give you $100 if you can go out there and get it 2 pounds from bar.
Yeah.
There's nothing. There's no amount of scrolling through the instrumentation. There's no amount of anything.
I think I'd lose that.
It can't be done. There's
not $100.
There's nothing in the manual. There's no anything. And when you back the car up, it's like, nee, 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 nee. No, 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 nee, 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 nee. And of course, whoever you're talking to on the phone doesn't.
Yeah.
Here, and you can't hear them. So then I stop and just put it into park. It's also like super slow on the draw. Like if you put it in reverse, the reverse camera doesn't come on for a long time.
That is one of the flaws in their system is the infotainment system is a little buggy and it's slow. But there's a cure for that, Jag. Stop making your own infotainment system. There's people out there that could do it. I swear, call Google, Microsoft, Apple, somebody who knows how to do that a little bit better.
Yes. All right. Let me tell you quickly about betonline.ag. It's the holidays. Betonline.ag is in the giving spirit. Two incredible promos. You can create a free account and use the promo code podcast1 for a 50% sign up bonus and refer a friend. And it gives a 200% bonus to your friend up to $200. Great gift. NFL, NHL, NBA, college football, basketball, playoffs, and college football playoffs. It's all coming up. Or entertainment odds like the Oscars. Woo.
Yeah.
Go online or use your mobile phone to sign up today. Try in-game live betting. Keep that exciting, man. Remember, promo code podcast1, 50% sign-up bonus, and get the holiday shopping done early with referring a friend. Do that promo, betonline.ag, your online sports book expert.
They should have bet on an Oscar host.
I know.
Would have been a game worth playing.
All right, we're going to call John. You tell me if this is a fair statement.
Yeah.
I was talking to some folks on my podcast about Land Rover, and I said, it's all about the interiors. it's all about the interiors.
Yeah.
I'm sure Audi makes a better SUV than Land Rover does, but the chick who buys that car gets into it, looks around and goes, I love it.
Love it.
I'm buying this car. They don't know about torque or ratios or whatever. They don't care. And everything works.
Yeah.
But I if you said to me, you're going to be trapped out in the desert somewhere, you're going to whatever, I'd probably take the Audi over the Land Rover. But that interior.
That's it.
Is everything. I think Lincoln has caught on to that.
Yeah. You're going to see that it's pretty nice. And it's funny because that being said, this week we talked with Goldberg about how to buy it right. And he bought a 2 year used full size Range Rover that's basically new,
right,
for way less money.
Hey, John Davis.
Yeah. Hey, how are you guys?
Hello. Chief engineer. Good to speak to you, Chief Engineer for Lincoln. We love your product. Matt has commandeered a few Lincolns, and we've gone on a few road trips in them, and there's just nothing better than that new Lincoln interior. Also, the technology. Your name came up, John, because my wife went out of town on business to see Bruce Springsteen on Broadway. And she calls that business.
No, of course. You got to write that ticket off somehow.
One of my guys dropped her off at the airport, then took the key fob to her Tesla X, her $100,000 Tesla, and then put it on the driver's side front tire.
Mm-hmm.
Then when I called my wife and said, where is the key fob? She said, I told him to put it in the cup holder. So I said, okay.
Yeah.
And then I got up at 8 in the morning, threw the kids in the car, took off to drive them to school. When I came back, one of my workers came in and said, hey, I found this key fob in your driveway. I said, I searched the whole car for the key fob.
Yeah.
No, it was smashed.
You ran it over.
And I thought,
ouch.
Doesn't feel like a lot of technology for a $100,000 car. And then I told Chris Loxamana to take his very used Prius and attempt to drive off with the key fob on the tire and said, it won't let me.
It won't let you.
Yes. Thank you, Elon. but don't worry. Good news. We were able to find the leather sheath that the other key fob, the backup key fob, was supposed to be in.
But no key fob. Was it in her purse in New York at a Bruce Springsteen concert?
Just gone.
Just gone.
Just gone.
It's probably in Phil's belly.
She assumes a parking valet just took it, because you know how that works.
Well, the dog ate it.
Or the dog ate it. But I yelled at Matt about that, and he said that doesn't happen with the
Lincoln. I said,
Lincoln.
I was just at the Lincoln LA Auto Show, press event, and there was a whole technology speech about the key.
I broke a pencil. I grabbed the pencil, I picked it up, and I just broke it.
Just broke it. I said, let's get somebody on the phone to tell us about some of the new features of the – this is the Aviator. So we drove the Navigator up to Monterey, and it was fantastic. We loved it, and it's big, it's fast. It's a perfect, road trip vehicle.
In Willow Springs, we drove the –
the Continental.
Nice.
Yeah, we drove the Continental.
Great.
The black, right?
The black label.
Black label.
Yeah.
Black label.
Both of them were black label. But tell us a little bit about the Aviator. And I guess go ahead and mention what's going on with the key.
Let me get a pencil.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we, as you guys mentioned, we introduced the production version of our all-new Lincoln Aviator in L.A. I know you guys talked about it in your November 28th podcast. Mm-hmm. So, but some great new features, some of the things that we focused on a lot in developing this new Lincoln is elements, what we call quiet flight, trying to keep it really human, warm, personally crafted kind of elements from a premium vehicle space. But we talk a lot about how do we develop things that are making the vehicle and their interactions more effortless for the customer. So one of those great technologies is phone as a key. And as you mentioned, there can be some pitfalls with not only traditional key fobs, but since you can do everything with almost everything with your smartphone these days, Even in Lincoln's case, we have a great app called Lincoln Way that allows you to remotely start your vehicle and lock and unlock the doors, check fuel level, that kind of stuff. But in TeleAviator, it doesn't allow you to drive the car. And this is where we get to the next step, which is use Bluetooth low energy technology so that we can detect presence of your smartphone, establish a digital electronic key that then can be used to recognize you and be able to not only do those things remotely, but also now use it as passive entry into the vehicle, start your car and drive it away. And the other great thing about it is that in the situation you mentioned where somebody runs over your key or loses a key, we have a backup solution for that. So we've got a great keypad on the pillar of the driver's door that allows you to enter a 5-digit code and access the vehicle. So now you can unlock and open the car. And then you can enter another code in the center screen on the instrument panel to actually be able to start and drive your car away. So that even if you lose a fob, in this case, lose your smartphone or your battery dies or you run over your phone with your car or a different vehicle, you can still drive it. And we use that same great technology to provide a valet mode for the customer. Because you can imagine you're going to pull up to a really nice restaurant, you want to valet your new Lincoln Aviator, but you don't want to hand them over your smartphone. That'd be ridiculous, right?
Yeah,
right.
But as a part of that process, now we can generate a temporary code that you would give over to the valet. He'd write it on the tag because now you don't have a key fob to hand him. And the valet can use that to enter your vehicle and drive it to its parking spot and then retrieve it when it's time to leave the restaurant. And
well,
the other thing we do is we
could we text call this like the Corolla
to your
we,
phone.
Oh, you text it to the
you
phone.
You don't lose it.
Can we call this the Corolla code? Because I feel like we are poster children. We have the wife who loses the backup key fob, and we have the husband who runs over the current key fob based on a bunch of false information. But still, with the husband who's the crusher and the woman who's the loser. And I feel like we should be poster children for this new technology. I want to know, I have a bigger question about Lincoln, John, that may be a little up in the ether, but maybe we'll see if we can figure it out. Lincoln is a famed mark and has a lot of history and prestige, and then went through some lean years not too long ago, much in the way something like Audi did. Audi was auto union and a big deal and setting records and stuff like that. Then the 80s and early 90s came and they had some rough patches, and now they've gotten it together in a big way.
Yeah,
I feel like Lincoln, and I love the stories, especially I love it. Any story. I love the comeback story. I love it when it's an American brand, especially. But what's going on that Lincoln has figured their shit out? Like, they went, you know what? We're not just going to quietly go off into the night with all these other brands. We're going to turn it around. We're going to offer superior product. And there's a whole mindset. Feels like just a gestalt, like a change in the entire Lincoln brand. Is there somebody with a thick German accent or something that we need to thank? Or what happened? How did Lincoln turn it all around? Was there a big meeting? Was there a retreat where people fell backwards in other people's arms so they learned to trust?
It was a Twitter poll.
What happened, John?
Yeah, so, well, first of all, it's great that you recognize all the energy that so many talented people at Lincoln Motor Company been putting into the effort. But there was kind of a shift in 2000, call it 14 timeframe, late 2013, about how we were going to move forward for developing new products. What was our emphasis going to be? How are we going to kind of laser focus in on addressing the product and client services for Lincoln? And part of that became this movement we reference as quiet flight. When Continental was introduced, we talked about quiet luxury. Quiet flight is sort of a step beyond in terms of focusing on these elements. Four simple terms: human, beauty, gliding, and sanctuary. Hmm. And what we focused on was how do we deliver on aspects in both the vehicle space and client services space for those elements? How do we make their daily journey sort of more effortless? How do we recognize that time is precious to these premium customers, given that, you know, money is not really an object for them, but time and enabling parts of their day to be simpler, easier, intuitive was really important. So that's why, not just on the vehicle side, but even this pickup and delivery process, which we expanded nationwide, is so important, right? Getting a car serviced when it has to be serviced is a hassle. We realize that. So why not make it easier for the customer? Let's come up and let's pick you up from wherever you are, not just at home. Maybe it's at work. Maybe it's while you're out shopping. Let's make that process convenient and effortless. Let's give you a Lincoln concierge to call whenever you have a problem. And that may be an issue that you want to handle at the dealership, something on the payment side, even technical questions to answer about your new Lincoln. So I think that was really a turning point for us in terms of how we approach and develop these things for the customer.
Was there a new grand poobah that showed up and said, this is what we're doing? Or was there just an overall sort of company edict?
Oh, there was a small group of individuals at senior levels that said, hey, we are committed to the premium space. You talked about some challenging times in the automotive industry. Obviously, we had our own challenges back when the market shrank precipitously and some of our neighboring manufacturers were seeking bankruptcy protection. You know, we said, hey, we're committed to delivering on a premium product. Lincoln is our premium brand. And in order to compete effectively, we know we have to change how we invest in the vehicle side, the client services side. So obviously some very senior level meetings to formalize that plan, put it forward, and then go off and execute. And so I've had the luxury of being able to execute for what is Lincoln, one of the first products that sort of truly embodies all of that quiet flight gesture from a design perspective, from the way we design it relative to human interaction, delivering on the beauty from David Woodhouse, who is our really talented design director in the studio. And so that's been a journey. Aviator's been a 3.5-year journey to get to this point. So yeah, it takes a while. It's not an overnight event. A lot of work from a lot of talented people to help really move the needle and deliver on the great products that you're talking about and recognizing what we're trying to do with brands. So that's great.
Well, it is. I like to live in a world where there's a Lincoln, there's a Cadillac, there's a, you know, a Yankees and a Dodgers. You know, I don't like it when the Yankees have a sub 500 season. It doesn't feel like baseball's around, and I feel the same way about Lincoln. You can go to their website at lincoln.com and check out all the really cool product they have. We love it, and I'll tell you, it is the weapon of choice, especially for the road trips up to Laguna Seca. John Davis, fantastic. Thanks for joining us. We appreciate it.
Thank you, guys. Have a great day, and thanks for having me on. Appreciate it.
Our pleasure. Yeah, they've just I've realized, if you really think about the shift, and I don't mean this in a pejorative way, but I wrote a book called In 50 Years We'll All Be Chicks, and it happened in 9 years. We're all shifting toward the chick. And the dude, he wants to know about horsepower and torque and, you know, how the four-wheel drive system is functioning, whatever. But the chick's all about the interior. And now the dudes have become chicks. It used to be, well, it was a split. The chick would talk about how great the interior was, and then the guy would talk about the rust proofing and the bonderized steel and
the
blah, blah, blah.
Or something. Right, yeah.
Now that the dudes, and I'm looking at you guys, have become chicks, it's all about the interior.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't it be?
Yeah.
Now, and by the way, the other stuff works fine. The other stuff's good. We don't care if there's a couple of 10 seconds difference in the quarter mile or able to climb a slightly steeper grade or whatever that. It's all about sitting in it. And it probably always should have been that way, because what's the difference in the 0 to 60, 0.2 of a second versus living in this environment?
Yeah. I mean, we've talked about, you've said this many times, like there's really kind of three things that you should have the best of that you can afford. The nicest car, because of how much time you spend in it, a big ass TV, and a good bed.
Those are the two. Three.
Right?
Those. Well, that's it. If it's not the bed, it's the TV, and if it's not the TV, it's the car.
Right. Like how much time between those three things do you spend your life on? Why not just get the nicest versions of each of those that you can get?
I completely concur. I just bought an 84-inch Sony TV. So
wow.
That's not for me, though. That's stupid. I mean, the kids, the lovely kids, they'll be watching it, not appreciating it.
Well, I'm going to tell you guys about Geico. Mm. Everybody's got a to-do list. You drop off dry cleaning, you pick up some milk, and now you can save hundreds of dollars on car insurance to that list. You don't have to drop off or pick up anything. If you just go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could be saving 15% or more on car insurance. So if you want some extra money in your pocket, this is the most rewarding to-do you can do today. Check out Geico.com.
Love Geico.
Yeah.
So, electric cars abound. I've always wanted a pure plug-in. I have not really found that car yet, but I think that those days are upon us, yes?
They are. Like we said, we've seen... the most immediate thing is going to be.
Do we have the Audi Maxipata, the plug-in Audi?
There's two, right? So there's the Audi e-tron GT Concept, which is the vehicle. It's like a 2021-ish vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
And then the e-tron is the little SUV for 2019. Like, this is pretty much being tested and driven. Yeah, there's the sedan, but there you go.
It's good looking.
Yeah, it's a sharp-looking car, and it's got... you know, very kind of edgy and some sharp turns on it. That looks pretty cool. And it's going to be fantastic. I want to say something like 590-ish horsepower, probably in the mid 200 range. They didn't really disclose it yet, but
I saw 248.
Bad news, by the way, in the terms of end of year legislation in the license plate department.
Oh, yeah.
No dealer plates anymore. I've been driving with dealer plates for 10 years.
That was your trick.
I leased an Audi for 4 fucking years and returned it with the cardboard plates on it.
Yeah.
And I know it works, because when I was driving through Santa Monica, they love hobos, but they hate taxpayers. They've literally declared a war on taxpayers, but they fucking love junkies. And I was driving down Wilshire, and some pussy on a cop bike just came the other way. And hold on a second. People are like, well, Adam, well, these are heroes. Some of them are heroes. The other ones are pussies. They just write fucking tickets all day. It's like school teachers. Not all of them are fucking heroes. Some of them are pedophiles. You know what I mean? Well, we praise you all. No, fucking most teachers suck. 3 are good. Like, that's, I had 41 teachers, 2 of them were good. That's kind of the ratio. So cops have a ratio as well.
Yeah.
This fucking guy drove past me, saw no front license plate on my Audi.
Yeah.
Did the whip around, did the U-turn on the cop bike, just whipped. I watched him in the rear view go past me, whip around. He whipped around. He saw my cardboard license plate, and he fucking went the other direction. Fuck you, pussy. That's what I have to say to him. Now, the same folks, the California legislators who are fighting tooth and nail against voter ID. They don't want you to provide an ID when you vote. That's an attack. But they don't want you to drive a car off the lot that doesn't have a license plate on it. One way gets them more votes. The other way gets them more money. So you can kind of see how they're angling a little bit.
Yeah.
I don't care. I still have the fucking plate on my car.
Yeah.
I'm going to keep it on as long as possible. And I'll tell you what, just for fun, just because I have F me money, I'm just going to fucking put the dealer plate on it. And I'm going to, and when I get pulled over after the first, I'll get a fix a ticket. I'll just pay it and put the fucking dealer plate back on. How about that?
You know, Gary did a good move where when he got his car, he got a stack of those dealer plates. So when it got sunblasted, he just replaced it with a new one.
Yeah, I have. Kevin Hench was doing it too. And eventually they figure out that the dealer plate looks like it's been on there for 3 years.
We need to somehow apply for the actual car dealer plate, the magnetic one that they slap on test drive cars.
Mm-hmm.
So we apply for one of those, and then we just get one plate and just drive different drummer 510s up and down the street with a temporary metal dealer plate, the magnet stick on the back. You could drive around with that thing.
Get Leno on the blower. We'll see how long it takes me to get pulled over now that they passed the new whatever. But I'm going
pull
right
over
back.
A piano tuner, though.
Yeah, that's right.
Who'd that's right. That's right, a professional tuner. Of the stars.
To the stars.
Right. I can't remember which one I do. I'll throw a C-lister in there every once in a while just to keep it real.
You got to make some money.
Yeah. Like, let's say the guy played the principal in Saved by the Bell. I'll fucking throw a tune on his Steinway every once in a while. It's not all Leonardo DiCaprio is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Keeps you grounded.
All right. The Irvine Improv, that's coming up January 24th on stage with David Zucker from Airplane. Everyone breaking down the basic cable commentary of Airplane and the film that inspired Airplane. Get your Corolla Racing merch at CorollaRacing.com. We got shirts and hats and some cool merch over there. Jackets, I'll sign them. We're only doing 250 of them, but I'll sign them. They're numbered and they'll get back to you. What do you got, Matt?
Well, we've got coming around the corner soon is going to be the kicking off auction season. So we're going to take a little break for the Christmas break. But then I'm going to head out to RM, Gooding, Barrett Jackson, all that good stuff happening in January.
Saw Willie T last night. He met with John Singleton. We got some good uppity news coming up for you guys in the new year. You can go to the Chassis store at chassis.com and check out all the offerings over there, DVDs and hats and shirts and everything. And Shift and Steer as well at Podcast One and Apple Podcasts. Until next time, it's Adam Kroll for Matt, the moderator, DeAndrea, saying keep the air in the spare and the bag in the wheel.
For the latest updates and call-in times, follow the show on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at CarCast Show. If you'd like to write in, fill out the form on CarCastShow.com. And don't forget to give us a nice rating on iTunes. CarCast is a Corolla Digital production and is produced by Chris Loxamana. For more information, visit CarCastShow.com.